Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
It's not super common that attorneys withdraw from their clients. A lot of times they have an idea what they're getting into and they're there for a reason. They want to fight the case. They want to give their clients what they need. However, there are some cases you look at and you go, maybe I got myself in a little bit too deep here. Maybe I should have read these notes a little bit in greater detail. You texted what? You searched what? Within an hour of your wife dying, how to stop a body from decomposing? How long before body parts start to smell? 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to? How long does DNA last? Yes, these are the searches of Brian Walsh, just literally hours after his wife, Anna, was murdered. He's, of course, now been charged with the murder. The body still has never been found. Here to discuss where this case is going, nearly now almost a year to the date of this horrible tragedy taking place on New Year's Day of 2023, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent. Yeah, it's one of these where it feels pretty open and shut. The Google searches are pretty damning, and I can see why his attorneys, at least one of them now, has said, I'm out. we have irreconcilable differences is exactly how it was put. I never heard that really used in a court case like this between an attorney, not like a spouse against a spouse.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. You know, I've done a lot of these different cases, both with you and other places. And one of the things, I was on it with a chief not too long ago, and the chief said, there are no such things as open up shut cases. As much as you think there's an open and shut case, there really isn't an open and shut case. That's why we have investigations. We do interviews. We look at evidence. And that's why defense attorneys do their job. You know, we have a criminal justice system that we have to have faith in so that our systems don't fall apart. We've talked about this on the show numerous times. And that's why defense attorneys get paid to do just that, implement our systems for justice is done, whether it's, you know, whether the person's innocent or guilty, whatever it is. But I've never seen a more open and shut case than this one that we've covered. Now, this guy is just bad.
Well, and on top of everything, there's of course also the allegations and the other crimes that he's being brought up on for selling Andy Warhol paintings, fake Andy Warhol paintings in the art collection community. Crimes that he was about to be brought up on prior to this even taking place that I know did put a lot of stress on that marriage. But obviously still. Getting to this place is quite shocking. I think one of the saddest things about this case is the note, a note that Anna had written on the side of a champagne box on that very New Year's Eve night, having no clue what was about to happen. It says, wow, 2022, what a year. And yet We are still here and together. Let's make 2023 the best one yet. We are the authors of our lives. Courage, love, perseverance, compassion, and joy. Love, Anna. Someone who was still standing by his side through all this. Yes, there were allegations of an affair, but she was still there despite all of the other things that he was involved in. Ominous message to write down just moments before you lose your life to someone like this.
And not just lose it. Guys like this, as he's accused of being, are really the worst to me, because it was when you dismember someone, hack you up, put you in plastic bags, as it looks like all the video footage is showing, that is a level of dispassionate objectification of someone that you can possibly have. And just look at that incongruence about how she must have been manipulated, if it is him, manipulated by him to think that the relationship was one thing when she was literally just a piece of meat to be hacked apart by him. That is just the worst part for me. And I'm thinking that's probably what the defense sees and says, I want nothing to do with this.
It is shocking. It's shocking when people have that level of depravity and they're able to go there. We were just talking earlier about the mother, Shanna Vander Ark, who did horrible things to her own son. And that is extremely shocking, because you're talking about doing it to your own children, but to your own spouse as well. I mean, I throw the word evil around there, but this is, you know, mental illness at its most extreme, or is this something where something is just literally missing, that is not ticking a box, checking something, saying, stop, this is not how we behave.
Yeah, illnesses where we're exposed, again, not a licensed clinician in any way, but illnesses where we're exposed to things through the nature part of growing up and the traumas we experience. This is nature to me, where something's just broken. It's like you said, it's missing. You know, when it comes to psychopathy, there's missing empathy towards another human being. So these are very psychopathic type of actions people are taking, because when you, let alone your own people that are close to you in your life, like your children, your spouse, but any human being, mm-hmm. you know, like just thinking, you know, about the Koberger case, you know, being able to stab someone up close, impersonal, as they're pleading for their life. I mean, I know, try not to get too graphic here, but that takes a level of disconnect from the human condition that is beyond normal mm-hmm. and beyond, I think, a learned behavior that you're exposed to through trauma, potentially. Again, not licensed on this one, but there's definitely a missing gene, chromosome, whatever you want to call it in there, that causes such heinous things. Because each of these cases that kind of hit that extreme level, there's no rationalization for the behavior.
No,
there really isn't. There's 0 to 100. It's pure predator. It's not a Lori Daybell Vallo who is kind of psychopathic, really, where she's seeing things or hearing things or has a different belief system. No, this is just pure wacko. My technical term.
Yeah, I mean, exact pure wacko. I mean, that is the one that I'm glad they're going to start using that again and classifying it in the
It's in the DSM. Pure wacko.
Pure wacko. That's what we're dealing with here. But it truly is a horribly, horribly sad case. A body that's still missing a year in. I'm sure we'll probably never actually see that body be found. Judging by what we know,
it
about
it won't be a body anyway. You know, it'd be a part somewhere.
And one of the last things he searched, it's a hacksaw, best tool to dismember. This was January 2nd on his Google search engine. Yep. This is one of those cases where even if there is DNA, his DNA found traced on many parts of the body or murder weapons, which they did find pieces of, I think that the Google search is going to be one of the most damning I've ever seen.
And you know, stand by what I said, but same time though, yeah, there are no open shut cases because there is no body, you know, and so it's going to be a trial, and justice will hopefully be done here, because they have good video, they have Google searches and those things. But I mean, just think about, you know, if this was done 20 years ago, the likelihood of him having the ability to walk or never even been found is a lot higher. So
he'd still be standing on our side. He'd still be selling counterfeit Warhols if it were 20 years ago. And no one would know the difference.
Yeah. And the thing about the number of people that got away with these things all those years ago.
That's the scary part.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.